We need more resources. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is again calling on the federal government to help with the influx of migrants arriving mostly from Texas pretty much every day.
This is an American crisis that we need to face, a humanitarian crisis that were made by human hands by some of the governors in our southern states.
Mayor Adams on ABC's This Week, the governors of Texas and Florida have said they'll continue to send migrants to sanctuary cities as long as the border is open. Another polarizing issue, abortion, has one lawmaker defending a proposal for a nationwide ban.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, who once backed states setting their own abortion rules, explained his shift to a post-15-week federal ban with exceptions on Fox News Sunday, saying it's where the rest of the world is.
It puts us in line with France is at 12 weeks, Germany, England is at 14 weeks.
Democrats have said such a GOP-backed pivot was expected and heightens worries over the rollback of other rights, same-sex marriage and contraception, if Republicans win midterm majorities.
Fox's Gernal Scott. To London, where respects have been paid to Britain's Queen Elizabeth by President Biden and the First Lady. They appeared on a balcony overlooking her coffin at Westminster Hall, where she's lying in state. They'll attend her funeral tomorrow. Hurricane Fiona is on a collision course with Puerto Rico. The island is bracing for severe winds and torrential rains. Some isolated areas could get up to 25 inches. The power grid, which has not been fully restored since Hurricane Maria 5 years ago, is extremely vulnerable. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As Russian forces continue to lose ground in Ukraine, they're still indiscriminately firing missiles and rockets from afar, leading to civilian casualties. Over the weekend, a Vatican envoy came under fire.
The incident took place near the city of Zaporizhia on Saturday. Vatican Almoner Cardinal Konrad Radziuski and his entourage took cover as they distributed humanitarian supplies. The Polish-born cardinal told the Vatican News Service, quote, "For the first time in my life, I didn't know where to run because it is not enough to run. You have to know where to go." No one was hurt. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine overnight. Officials say four medics were killed trying to evacuate a hospital in the Kharkiv region. Another seven people injured in two other cities. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
The football season is on hold at two Maryland high schools after a game-ending fight broke out on Friday night between the Gaithersburg Trojans and the Northwest Jaguars. Police say there were several scuffles that led to injuries and arrests. Officials called the violence abhorrent and unacceptable. So what are the pros up to?
Perhaps the best matchup Sunday will be the early afternoon game on Fox TV between NFC South rivals Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Both teams are 1-0, but the Bucs may be without two key players for the game. Receiver Chris Godwin and left tackle Donovan Smith are both unlikely to play, with neither able to practice this week. Several teams with big expectations this season that lost in Week 1 will be looking to avoid an 0-2 start. The defending Super Bowl champion Rams got blown out by the Bills on the season's opening night, but will look to rebound Sunday at home against the Atlanta Falcons, while the Bengals and Cowboys face off in Dallas, with each team looking for its first win. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
At the box office, The Woman King was number one. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.